I am coming to you live on this Friday from Superior Sales and Service, which is one of the most fun shows I get a chance to do each and every year. And it's a perfect day on a Friday like this. Good Friday, by the way, to talk about all of that. Len Stuhog is somebody I've gotten to know through the years. I've got him already looking for things for me that I want to buy, and he's with me right now, the owner, the manager, the guy. How you been?
Things are good. Business has been pretty well.
Yeah, well, it's always pretty well for you. I mean, what is it that you've got going on so special that everybody darkens your door here?
Well, I don't know if you can say it that way. It's just we try to take care of people when they come in here.
So I'm sitting there this morning, like to put out on social media that, hey, go in here. You know, this is what we're going to be talking about, that type of thing. I'm sitting there writing about Superior Sales, and you got all this different line of equipment, right? So I didn't want a single one out, Toro, Hustler, none of that. And I'm going, stop by because they have the best lunch at their open house you can possibly have.
Every year we get asked before our open house if we're still going to do the cowboy beans, if we're still going to have the food, if we're still. And, you know, we do it because we just like to tell our customers thank you for everything throughout the year. So
Which means, folks, stop by. And it's right on one of the busiest roads you can possibly be on right here in Holly. So, in terms of, I mean, a different year for you. You've been in this business a long time. No snow. That's got to be a different year.
Yeah, we fought a few challenges this year. Our shop, which normally we've always been 3-4 weeks out on lead time, we slowed down a little bit January, February.
Sure.
But, you know, we're back now. Last week we were wondering how we were going to keep our shop open today without getting work done, but we do it. We've taken on a lot tractor line now, or TYM tractors, which has been a really good thing to help surpass some of the wintertime stuff, which has been proven to be a great tractor line. We've had good success with it already. So we just got to just keep going in a direction toward the future.
What's welcome in the shop? I mean, what are you fixing here?
We'll do anything.
Really?
We work on chainsaws. We work on all small engines. We got pressure washers in here. We got a young guy starting with us now. We're going to start tapping into a little bit of the automotive stuff. We've been doing brake jobs and stuff.
Do you work on like a four-stroke, you know, 40-horse Evinrude kind of thing?
Yep. Some of the new inboards get a little tough for us. We don't have the tooling, but we've had boats in here.
So if it runs, it's welcome.
If it runs, it's welcome. Yep.
That's pretty amazing because you can't find that easy anymore.
No, we hear that people don't realize we do work on a little bit of everything, and you know our mechanics we've got are really good guys. They'll in today's world you can't make it just working on one thing.
Yeah.
You got to work on whatever needs to be fixed.
Well, and I don't know if you went with some new mechanics or what, but I had the chance to visit with them before. Some of the guys, there's something about mechanics and their attitude, it's like old blacksmiths, right? They know they can fix it. They're going to get to it. But you know what? They're never going to jump up and down and hug you. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Well, the mechanic field is a tough spot. I mean, those guys know how to fix things.
Yeah.
They don't always.
They're smarter than a guy.
And everything. Some guys are better at some things than others, but, you know, at the end of the day, they all get the stuff fixed.
Exactly. So walk people around the showroom of what we're going to end up talking about today.
Well, we got Hustler Zero Turns, Hustler Turf equipment we've had since 2010. Now we've sold, Marlon and I have sold that line. We've got Toro Zero Turns. So if you're in the lawn and garden stuff, we've got you covered. Hustler's got a great stand-on machine now for the commercial guys. Toro has stand-on equipment. We've got Edney Manufacturing, which is skid loader attachments. We got TYM tractors. The reps are here for all of these lines. And then our cattle side, we've gotten a little bit bigger with the cattle side. We do FAMO feeds. We do Biozyme Vitafirm Mineral. We got Max Steel cattle panels and chutes. We've got Double J freestanding panels. So our cattle line has really gotten big.
Do you remember when you were getting cranked up with the cattle line and you and I were sitting here having one of these conversations, and I said, what in the world then are you doing? I mean, this is off to the lakes country. And you laughed at me and said, you don't even know, Joel, how bad this stuff is needed.
You know, the cattle, this area, there is a lot of cattle around.
Yeah.
And the cattle thing is, you know, it started on a whim. when Stockman Supply went to a mail order house out of Fargo and they closed up their West Fargo, I had a vendor stop and ask me if I'd sell cattle mineral. And that's how that started. And it's grown into 5-6 different vendors that we sell product for.
Yeah.
So
you mentioned Marlin earlier. He's a quitter.
He is. He's.
What's up with that? I mean, Marlin's been a standard here for a long time.
A year ago, he decided he wanted to retire.
Shouldn't there be a committee meeting or something about that?
Well, I'm not going to give him a lot of grief because we still get him as much as we ever need him. His wife might think he pesters us, but the guy is always welcome. He's a great guy to have around.
Yeah, I was teasing him earlier, too. And, you know, I said to Marlin, I said, if you had $20 for every time somebody asked either one of us when we're going to retire, we would have been able to retire way earlier.
He's retired, but he was still here by 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah, exactly. So the line of equipment, like you run DeWalt. You know, I'm sitting here looking at, and pretty much everything I've got in my garage, my shop, is DeWalt. And, you know, not only do I like the line, but it's like once you're into it, that's your line.
You know, there is good cordless tools out there, but once you start buying a DeWalt, why would you change? The batteries are interchangeable with everything. Now you can go everything from, your impact wrench in your garage to your chainsaws,
yeah,
blowers, leaf blowers. And we got a great DeWalt program with Hustler Zero Turns right now. If you buy a new Hustler mower, you can, on the smaller machines, it's like a $350 gift in DeWalt. The bigger machines, you get up to $600. So you can come in and buy a lawnmower and go home with a chainsaw and a weed eater.
Why do you run the lines you run? And I know some of these lines compete against each other, Toro, Hustler, that type of thing, but What's the barometer? What's the test for you, Lynn, before you're ever going to put it in your shop here?
The factory rep is so important to us. You have to have somebody that will stand behind what you're selling. I mean, you can have the best product in the world. Something's going to break at some point. And these guys we've got, we have a great relationship with them, and if you buy something from us, we're going to take care of you. And for us to take care of you as a customer, our rep has to take care of us. And that these guys will stand behind their product.
Well, and if you look at some of what you're looking at here, it isn't like you're sitting there running on the edge products. I mean, you're running good name brand products here.
You know, a lot of people don't realize it, but Hustler started the zero turns in the 60s. They were the first one, and they're still making zero turns today.
Yeah.
You know, Toro, it took us a while to decide to run two lines that competed against each other in the same building. And I tell you, we had a small business in Holly that used to sell Toro. Kyle came to us, and, you know, that business closed, and there was a number of customers in the Holly area that had Toro. So we said, well, let's take care of those customers, and it's been a good thing for us. Toro and Hustler, yeah, they sell the same product, but by gosh, we got one that fits you.
Yeah.
I mean, there's something to be said about driving a zero-turn mower, and one performs a little different than the other. Well, come see us. We'll let you drive them both. And we'll get the one that fits you the best.
So when they came out with compact tractors, you know, and subcompact tractors, this was my bias, okay? And when I say they came out with them, that isn't the right way to describe it because it's been a long time. But I never thought that they would take off the way they did. I mean, did you see that market going, you know, the need, the demand going as big as what it did?
I would have never guessed it. You know, you think years ago people were mowing their farmyards with the little B's and C Farmalls and L's Chalmers, and everybody had an H and an M International or a B John Deere. Those days are changed now. People like the comfort of a compact tractor. They're four-wheel drive. They got a cab. You got heat. You got air conditioning. All the hydraulics you want. I mean, you can snow blowers on the front or the back.
See, to me, at the interchangeable, it's so easy to put this, that on. I mean, the line that you picked up, the TYM, I'm not as familiar with them.
I tell you, they are a proven tractor. I have sold other compact tractors. Did a lot of research before I took this line on. They are user-friendly, operator, the cabin, there's no blind spots in the glass, everything works good, they're easy to use, and, you know, they've been around for a long time, and they haven't been up in necessarily this area as much, but the dealer network is getting strong, and I tell you, they're priced. They got a really good package, and the price points are really good.
See, to me, when I was poking around, you know, I told you, I was looking around this winter and debating, you know, what to do, how to go, because last winter was so miserable, you know, and we were looking at whether or not, you know, the subcompacts or whatever. All I wanted it to do was fit in an 8-foot garage, and I wanted to have the ability to have a snowblower on the front of it, right? On the front,
yep,
not the back. And so, and I wanted to be able to see what I did if I did it. Now, I didn't make a move on it, you know, and I probably waited until it would have cost me more, and I got lucky with the snow. You know what I'm getting at there. But those were the criteria I had.
You know, we've even though we haven't had any snow this winter, we have sold a multiple units, and we've put snowblowers on the front and the back. And I tell you what, after you drive one of the compact tractors with a snowblower on the front, easy to control, and you don't have to turn around with your head looking back all the time, you won't be sorry about owning a compact tractor.
Yeah, the biggest thing to me was you could do a little bit of everything. You know, you could move stuff with the loader too.
Absolutely, quick interchangeable. The snowblowers, you can pull the loader off. It's two pins. You can back away from the loader, put it whatever you want on the front. You still got your three-point option. They're so user-friendly and easy to operate.
Yeah. Well, stick around. I've got way more questions for you because you put me right by the DeWalt stuff, and you did that on purpose. I don't think I'm so foolish that I didn't get that. You know, I mean, just stick around, folks. More's going to be coming your way right here on the News and Views Radio Network. But right now, I get a chance to visit with somebody who's become a friend, and I tell you what, there's a reason he does well, because his handshake is worth it, and it's honest. Len Stuhug, you know, today, okay, the point of today is to make sure customers come in. You're not worried about selling today. You're worried about thanking today.
Yep, we want everybody to come in and just, you know, thank them for the business and letting us grow in the community. I tell you, Hawley's a great community. There's a lot of stuff going on out here, and it's growing. And we want to thank everybody, and anybody new that doesn't know what we do or whatever, come in and have a meal.
Yeah.
Come in and bullshit a little bit, and whoops.
Well, I don't think we're not going to get in trouble for that one. Hey, you know, Abby's pretty touchy with me, but we'll be okay on that one.
Come in and just see what's going on here.
Well, I mean, that's the key. Come in and check out the whole line. And now, I've been thinking about buying Abby that big walk-behind weed eater there.
Yeah.
How much?
$379.
But you'll sell it to me for $370, right?
And I tell you what, once you've cut weeds with that, you will never carry another weed eater again.
Oh, really?
Oh, my gosh. My wife loves them walk-behind weed eaters.
I was complaining before the break how you put me right by DeWalt. You know? Every time I do one of these shows, I end up leaving with something.
Hasn't your back ever hurt from carrying that weed eater around the yard?
See, and I look at a weed eater like that, and I think, how good is Sue going to look running it?
Yeah, well, bring it home. Just don't tell her that I made you bring it home to see what she'd look like pushing it.
Exactly. But, you know, the whole line, you know, you're sitting here, I'm looking at a Toro, you know, auger. I mean, you've got a tiller here. You've got everything going into the summer.
You see Toro all over. Toro does a heck of a job with product. You know, the cordless stuff has taken over like you talked about with DeWalt. We have sold a number of cordless Toro chainsaws and weed eaters, too. And I tell you, that line is it's a great line.
You know how I can tell about the Hustler and the Toro line? Because the golf courses use them.
Yep.
That is a tell for me.
And the municipalities.
Exactly, because they don't buy something that isn't going to hold up. They're just not going to.
Yep.
So let's talk about lunch. I got about, 20 seconds left here.
Well, we found out many, many years ago that my wife makes some pretty good cowboy beans, and then now my newest partner, he likes to smoke.
Yeah, Joe does. Joe Haas. Yeah.
So we've got.
He's gotten so skinny you can't even see him across the room. I mean, I knew him back in his Red River days.
We've got pulled pork, smoked pork butts, and
it's all
beans.
It's all there. In other words, the most important one of the Stuhugs is here, and she's been working all morning.